Welcome to another episode of Living an Altar Life. This week, you've got my forever girlfriend and I, me from 6 days in the dome, where I'm on my first day, about 4.5 hours, 20 miles in, and my forever girlfriend, Jenny, at our house waiting to come. So, Jenny, am I ready to go for a run?
I don't know. Are you ready to go for a run?
I think so, yeah.
You're
Yeah,
usually
so.
you no, I'd have to say you were always ready to go for a run. So,
Okay.
Mike, tell us a little bit about your travels to 3 days, 8 days, 9 days, 6 days in the dome.
It was interesting. So, yeah, I was scheduled to fly out on Saturday, and about 2 weeks beforehand, I got this email on a Sunday morning, and I don't really ever pay attention to them when they come in because, they just go, "We've changed your flight," but something said, "You should probably open that email." And that was when I found out that I was flying on Friday instead of Saturday. So a little interesting because then I had to scramble and get a hotel room for Friday night, which I wasn't able to just extend my reservation. I had to make a new reservation. And yeah, then it was interesting talking with the customer service people, trying to make them understand that, yes, I know I've got two reservations, but can I just stay in the room? And yeah, so it ended up working out, and I got to go to the Milwaukee Brewers game. So what a it was
So, what else were you able to do during that time that was beneficial for your race?
blast. Oh my gosh. So I got to talk with Mike Dobies, who is like the guru of stats and stuff like that for these multi-day races. He's crewed a bunch of people and just, I mean, he's an amazing person. And so that was where I, found out that, what did he say? Eat before you're hungry, drink before you're thirsty, and sleep before you're tired. And
I like that.
yeah, it became my mantra. It's like, okay, eat before you're hungry, drink before you're thirsty, sleep before you're tired. So that was, and then I just got to talk with a lot of the 10-day runners, about strategy, and they told me about the track, and it is a little bit harder than what I thought it was. I thought it was going to be a little more cushiony. It's not. So I just got some great tips from some of the 10-day guys, and I also got to see the 24-hour invitational with guys like Zach Bitter, who ran a sub 12-hour 100-miler, Jenny Hoffman, Chris Roberts. Both laid down almost 150 miles in 24 hours. 21 of the 23 runners did sub 2400 milers, which is phenomenal. So it was, yeah, it was just, it's been a blast so far. I'm really enjoying the trip.
Cool. So, how have the first 5.5 hours been?
Well, it's only 4.5 hours,
Oh,
and
right. So you're an hour
yeah.
earlier. Yeah.
I'm an hour early. Yeah. So I'm an hour earlier. So it's been 4.5 hours. I went out. I said, okay, I'm just going to do run walk for the first 2 hours, 2.5 hours. And so I finished my first half marathon right at 2:40. So that's pretty decent half marathon. And then I said, okay, now it's time to go into 6 days mode. And I just started walking. And so I've been walking since. And yeah, I'll run a little bit more probably after dinner, but yeah, I'm definitely in 6 days mode. I'm right at 20 miles in 4.5 hours.
Awesome. What other information would you like to give us about 6 days in the dome on day one?
It's 55 degrees all the time. And
Yes,
I
which
found out that it's
sounds
55
lovely.
and with 35% humidity, because that's like the perfect temperature for ice. And so it's been interesting.
Are your hands
But
cold?
no, my hands are actually just fine. I didn't even, I started with a pair of gloves in my pocket, but I ended up not wearing them, and I haven't put them on yet. I mean, I imagine I'm going to at some point, but I haven't put them on yet.
Is your face cold?
No, not at all.
About your ears?
No, they're fine. Yeah, I'm not cold anywhere.
Okay.
It's cold. So, I mean, you feel it, but because I'm moving, you don't really feel it.
How about your table setup? What have you figured out on that?
I actually like my table setup a lot, so it's working out very well. I moved my air mattress that I bought upstairs to the sleep room because I definitely think that that's going to help just the kind of the mindset of getting off my feet. I put my squeezy boots up there, and I'll put those on when I take my first sleep break. 12 hours. 12 hours, and I'm going to take my first sleep break.
Have you done any sitting yet, or is that yet to come
Nope,
when you change
have
your
not
shoes?
done any sitting. Yeah, I haven't done any sitting yet. I'll do that probably at 6 o'clock. We make the turnaround and go the other direction. And that's when dinner gets here and it is chicken cordon bleu. So I think I'm going to partake in a nice hot dinner. And that'll be my first sit down, and I'll change my shoes and sit down and go from there.
I want to come to
But
dinner. That sounds awesome.
yeah, come for dinner. Yeah, so far I've had in the first, I guess we're over 4 hours, so I probably need to eat something again. But I have had a Justin's peanut butter, a bag of pistachios, and a Bobo bar, and I've drank one 500 milliliter and half of another 500 milliliter of scratch. And yeah, so I'm feeling good.
Awesome. Are you able to chat with folks as you're going around the track?
Yeah, I before I jumped on the podcast, I was talking with Ed Ettinghausen. He's the jester, world
Okay.
famous, and he's going after the record for most 100-miler finishes in a year. So he has to get 51. But he and Walter Hambloser, who hold the record right now, Walter told him, if you just get 51 or 52, I'm going to have to come back and break it. But if you go ahead and get 60, then I think I'll let you have it. So he's going after 60 100-mile finishes this year. And
Oh
I think he's just about
my.
ready to finish up his third 100-miler since Thursday.
Oh my.
Yeah. Pretty amazing when you think about it. The leader of the 10-day is like way over 300 miles. I don't even know where he's at. He's like superhuman. He'll just sort of be walking around the track, and then all of a sudden he's sprinting around the track, and you're like, you're not even human. Yeah. That was what it was like watching Zach Bitter. It's like watching him and you're going, you're a machine. I mean, that shouldn't even be possible. So yeah, there's some amazing athletes out here. It's neat.
Got any other questions for us tonight, Mike?
Yeah, so what are your thoughts on this whole 6 days thing?
I think it's a perfect birthday present for my wonderful husband for his 60th birthday. Six
Yeah.
days, 60 years, 10 years of ultra running, and time to start a new hobby.
Time to start a new hobby, huh?
Yeah.
What's my new hobby going to be?
Hiking with your wife.
Okay. All right. Can I throw in an ultra run every once in a while?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. All right. Just as long as I get to do Swami and Cape Fear every year, I'll be happy.
Okay.
Yeah, I doubt if I'll ever do the 10-day because these guys are, what is this, Sunday, Thursday, what is today, Monday. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They're on their 5th day. And they're looking like they've been going for 5 days. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to look like that. So that was part of the other reason why I slowed down. I was like, you know what? I am not an elite. I just need to go out at my pace, enjoy it. And that's why I kind of threw, I had a mileage goal out there. Like I would love to hit 400 miles, but I finally just said, you know what? I'm gonna throw the mileage goal out and just move for 6 days. And what the miles end up is what the miles end up. I mean, I
Well,
know it's gonna
yeah,
be decent.
because who's ever moved for 6 days? Lots of
Well,
people have
certainly not
done
me.
24-hour events, lots of people have done 2-day events, lots of people have 3-day events. 6 days is a really long time
It is. It's a
on
long
a
time to
hard
move your
track.
body on a hard track, and it's gonna be a challenge. But I've got strength that comes from my Lord and Savior, and so I'm going to tap into that a lot and just keep moving.
All right, may he give you wisdom and understanding as well.
Amen.
All
Amen. I'm
right.
looking forward to you getting here.
I'm looking forward to being there.
Cool. Awesome. Well, you want to wrap this thing up?
Let's wrap this up so I can get it edited for the morning. It's a little short this week, but we'll have other installments later.
That's right. Short, sweet, to the point, from 6 days in the dome, just moving around the track. And
That's it for this week's episode of
living an ultra life.
Thanks for listening.